At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule-release to learn more.
Breaking down every game, every day in Major League Baseball, this is the Baseball Betting Show. Here is your host, Greg Peterson.
Hey, warmer from the low. Welcome to lovely Las Vegas for the Baseball Betting Show with myself, Greg Peterson, now part of the Beeson Family Podcast. We've got a tremendous podcast coming up for you as we're going to be keeping this one to two parts as well. Main reason why is because we have nothing to recap from Saturday's MLB card as, well, there were no games on Saturday. We've been set for the last 48 to 72 or so hours with regards to these series. We've taken a look at a lot of different angles individually, so we've got to call on the knowledge of Rob Donaldson. He is going to be joining me here in a minute. He does a great job with his show slash podcast, Rob's Best Bets Show. You're able to find that at youtube.com/Rob Donaldson. He has done amazing work all season long joining me on this show. So we're just going to be going through what we all like with regards to these two series, how he's taking a look at game number one, if he's got any sort of series prices, how he's going to be just gauging both of these teams with regards to game one and for the entirety of the set. And then in segment number two, game one of the ALCS is going down on Sunday. I'm going to get you guys my picks and analysis for it as we touch them all. If you do have a question, comment, segment idea, what have you for this podcast, you do have one of two ways we offer those in. First one is my Twitter/X timeline at @unit_D1. Keep in mind, letters M. Naming does not matter, so as per usual, please do send these into the timeline. Other ways, find an Apple Podcast review. If you rate this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciated. From there, you're able to fire in whatever you'd like to hear on this podcast via that 5-star review. We've done all the formalities, really didn't get in any Twitter/X questions, so let's just get into it with Rob, who you're able to follow on Twitter/X at RobDFB altogether. And Rob, great to have you aboard. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for having me on. And obviously now we are down to the crunch time of MLB season. And I think that last round was a little bit anticlimactic, but these matchups here are just poised to be super fun.
Oh, they are going to be super fun. And just how do you take a look at these two matchups that we are going to be seeing in the ALCS and the NLCS? Because I do think that the two teams that are the favorites, the Astros and the Phillies, I would be surprised if they don't make the World Series, but I do think that there's going to be very valuable betting opportunities on both sides in this series with regards to the underdogs as well. And I do think that at last, we're finally going to get some more competitive series, unlike what we saw in the first few rounds.
100% agree. And what's really interesting, especially about the Rangers-Astros series, is I really do think it's actually a coin flip, whereas I have a definitive opinion about the Phillies and Diamondbacks. I really do think the Astros and Rangers are going to come down to offense. And it's one of those things where I doubted the Rangers last round just offensively. I thought that maybe the Orioles could kind of strike alongside them and maybe even outdo them. But that offense is legit, and their pitching staff has actually been overperforming from my standards just because Eovaldi has been so good. So it's definitely an interesting series, and that's going to be where a lot of my intrigue lies there for sure.
Yeah, it is going to be very intriguing to take a look at that series. And with regards to the Rangers, I sort of do have that same mentality that I had for them in that Orioles series, though, in that I think the shorter the series is, the better the chance that the Texas Rangers have. Because while they're getting Max Scherzer back We just don't know what to expect out of Max Scherzer. He could be back at 100%, and that would cause me to change my opinion a little bit there, but I sort of doubt it just with him not being able to make rehab assignments, things of that nature. He's just going to be thrown to the wolves, essentially. But I do think that for the Texas Rangers, if they can shorten the series, just use all their firepower straight up, that would be their best path to victory with regards to the series.
100% agree. And one of those things about postseason baseball that I really do love is that guys that kind of have, you know, issues throughout the season in terms of starting pitching talent, they just kind of emerge in the postseason. And we saw it with Jake Arrieta over the years quite a bit. We also are seeing it now with guys like Aaron Nola, who really struggled throughout the year, never really found a straight-up consistency. But yet, when they take them out in the postseason, it's their game. They're dialed in. They're able to make pitches and get out of tough spots. But the guy like Nathan Eovaldi, this isn't, you know, rare territory for him where, you know, yeah, he did struggle at the back end of this regular season. But now in the postseason, when he's taking the ball, something feels a lot different. I don't know how you can really quantify that. And that's just definitely throwing a wrench in terms of, you know, how you can perceive these pitchers. But man, it does make a difference. And the Rangers obviously felt the effects of it in a positive way this past series.
Oh, absolutely. And it's been quite surprising to see what we have gotten out of Nathan Eovaldi as well. Because when he returned in September, you could tell that he was clearly hurt. He posted up a north of 9 ERA in the month of September. And then here it comes, postseason baseball. He has been absolutely tremendous. As Rob Donaldson, who does great work over at Show/podcast, Rob's Best Bets, is joining me right here on the Baseball Betting Show. And when it does come to game one of that series, I do think that it's going to be a fascinating one with Justin Verlander going for the Astros and Jordan Montgomery on the bump for the Rangers. Because I do think that during this series, we are going to have a lot of valuable opportunities for overs. But I take a look at this total between 8.5 and 9, and this is one of the games in which I do lean a little bit more to the under. I've noticed just throughout the entirety of the season, the Astros have actually done their best work with their offense on the road. It just feels like offense has very much been suppressed out in Houston thus far this year. And with Jordan Montgomery, a little bit of a rough start last time out against the Orioles, but love the way that he's rolling and love the way that Justin Verlander's pitched time and time again in these big spots.
Yeah, and it's definitely a matchup where you're looking at Jordan Montgomery, and because of the Rangers not having a deep rotation and not even a deep bullpen, they're having to put a lot of onus on their top two guys, which were Eovaldi and were Jordan Montgomery. And so Jordan Montgomery's coming in this matchup with already 11 innings pitched. He's given up 15 hits, 16 base runners in total. He's just one of those guys that's always been a pitch-to-contact guy as well, so it's a matter of, you know, that batters on the other side are going to put balls in play. How are they going to put it in play? And when you look at this Astros lineup, man, are these guys loaded from top to bottom in terms of just putting the ball in play and putting the ball in play with a strong authority. And what's kind of maybe the neutralizing aspect is the lefty on lefty mashups that you're going to see with Montgomery going up against Yordan and Kyle Tucker and sort of those premium spots. But man, this really does strike me as one of those games through the first five that I really do think we can see a pitching duel. And with, you know, efficiency with pitch counts becomes an issue on the back half of this game is where I really do think the runs could really open up a floodgate.
Yeah, but I think that is an interesting angle to take a look at, because with the Rangers, their bullpen has been much better here in the postseason because they have moved Dane Dunning from being a normal starter to being sort of that super reliever, whatever you want to call him, Swiss Army knife sort of guy. So I do think that is something to take a look at. But I certainly do think that if there is a big weakness in this series, it certainly is with the Texas bullpen and with Texas as well. I do sometimes have a few question marks with regards to this offense when they're on the road rather than when they're at home. I'm not sure if you make a lot out of the splits with regards to the series, because I was laying it out with the Astros. They just don't hit the same when they're at home rather than when they're on the road, and vice versa with Rangers. They absolutely clobber the ball when they're at home. Meanwhile, on the road, they have had a few struggles, but I do think that is something to watch out for in this game.
Yeah, and that Rangers ballpark does feel like one of those launching pads in the sport right now, where guys, for whatever reason, just really love teeing off, especially to that left-right center corner where the bullpen lies. I feel like every single time I turn on the channel and, you know, the Rangers are playing whoever, there's a ball leaving the yard going into the bullpen right there off that top wall. You know, this is a great series for a lot of left-hand bats that can put a good swing on it. in total for the entire series, I really do think we're going to see some explosion. And game one, I really do think that, you know, we're going to see some neutralized offense through the first five, maybe even the first seven innings. But all holds bar when you're talking about two offenses that can produce at the level that these guys can.
Yeah, these are two of the top offenses that you're going to find with the Astros. They have led the American League in runs per game since the beginning of the month of June. And for the Rangers, for the entirety of this season, they put up the most runs in the American League. As joining me on the show, we do have Rob Donaldson, who does tremendous work with his show slash podcast, Rob's Best Bets. And then when you take a look at the National League side of things, in this Arizona Diamondbacks versus Philadelphia Phillies game, right now, I am seeing to be determined listed at the Philly starter, but I would have to think that Zach Wheeler. I guess there's an outside shot that we could be seeing Aaron Nola, but if they're not going with Zach Wheeler, I'd very much be questioning that decision. But that said, we are finding a pretty demonstrative line with the Phillies being between about a minus 160 to a minus 170 favorite. I'm not sure you take a look at this series, because I do think that the Phillies, for the overall series price, they should be a pretty demonstrative favorite, but I think that in terms of a number like a minus 160 to a minus 170 that I'm seeing in game one, it's gone a little bit too far. And the way that I'm looking at this is either looking at the Arizona Diamondbacks on a juicy, like north of plus 150 money line, or perhaps looking to be able to get a plus price on the Phillies run line.
Yeah, and that latter is kind of where my head's at in terms of laying the run and a half with the Phillies, because I think that Zach Gallen is a guy who obviously has in crazy strikeout stuff. Don't get me wrong, but throughout this postseason so far, it really hasn't been the strikeout stuff that's been really helping him out so much, whether it was against, you know, the Brewers or the Dodgers. It was really getting out of jams with runners on base, which comes down to the strikeout stuff, but also to the double play stuff and with the shallow pop-ups. And that's not really what Zach Gallen pitches to. He really is a true power pitcher who is going to play with fire. He's going to throw to guys, you know, he's going to throw fastballs straight up to guys and really challenge hitters with strikes. And the Phillies are a team right now who are just swinging, you know, a hot bat in terms of when they put balls in play, it's going to be hard hit. I really do think Zach Gallen runs into trouble here. So the two angles that I love in this spot are the Phillies run line throughout the entire game, and then also through the first five, just laying that half run. I really do think those are the two angles that I'm going to be hammering in this one.
Yep, and right now I'm seeing that run line price of a plus 135. That's pretty much the minimum I would need to be able to take this run line price, but it is one that I'm willing to take. And I do think that that leads to an interesting question as well, because as we know, runs do become a little bit more of a premium here in the postseason, but I've noticed that with regards to favorites, they've, for one, gotten absolutely destroyed here at the postseason. But for two, every time a favorite has won in all but one of these circumstances, and the one circumstance in which we did have a one-run game was that crazy game two comeback that we saw in the Braves versus Philly series, where the Braves, they were down 4-0. They win by a count of 5-4. That's the only time that the favorite has won outright and has won by only one run. Is that something that you do take a look at, being able to get these big plus prices on the run line? Because during the regular season, oftentimes, able to find some pretty advantageous prices on them, but because of the just run scoring environment in the postseason, you're able to find bigger plus prices on laying a run and a half, because in the regular season, this would be a number that I would think would be closer to about like a plus 115, plus 120.
Oh, yeah. In the regular season, this is way more close to a pick'em than it is where it's a demonstrative favorite. And that's because obviously you and I know that lines drive action. And when they're put out, especially when there's only two games going to be on the board at max per day or every other day, and there's a real microscope put on these games, lines are put out there for a reason with a reasonable number that is meant to drive action to a certain side. They're trying to make it hard for you to bet the Phillies. And in the same vein, you know, they're trying to lure you in with a name like Zach Gallen on a plus money line. You got to tread lightly with all these spots, especially in the postseason. And we've seen that with, you know, the Braves looking flat in nearly every single one of those games. I mean, the game that they won, they didn't, you know, cash really money for anybody that bet on them. And so that's just one of those things you have to really understand about when you're talking about postseason betting. There's only two series left in this entire thing, four teams total, and the books are going to try to make the most money that they can in this spot. So really pick your spots truly, and you know, don't get lured in by certain name brand value teams or lineups. That's what just makes this fun. But yeah, it definitely also makes it a little bit difficult on the side as well.
And I think that you bring up something so interesting, because you did talk about the Braves, the fact that they bowed out early after they were dealing with a little bit of a rust. And how much do you take a look at these game ones? And I mean, it either lends an advantage slash a disadvantage to these pitchers, because now you're dealing with four teams that they've got relatively the same amount of rest. For the Philadelphia Phillies, they played one day later than the Arizona Diamondbacks. I don't think that that's going to make too much of a difference here, but I mean, all four of these teams, they're going to be dealing with a few days of a layoff. All these teams were super duper hot. Do you think that this is an advantage slash disadvantage for any of these four teams? Because I do look at a team like the Arizona Diamondbacks, and I think that they could be the team that loses the most from this, because they are a little bit of an upstart. They are a very young team, and maybe now the moment sinks in just a little bit with getting a few days to contemplate what has all happened.
Yeah, and you know, the Diamondbacks are a team that have proved me wrong at every single turn this season, it feels like. You know, around the trade deadline, I was saying didn't do enough for acquiring pitching talent to really make me a believer. And, you know, adding guys like Paul Sewald and Tommy Pham, those were good, you know, complimentary pieces. But where was the big splash when you have all these big prospects that you could be shipping off or to make yourself a true contender? So, yes, I do feel like they are the weakest team out of these four, but at the same time, they were playing the best team in the NL on paper, and they made them look like they couldn't produce a single run no matter what they did. And so what's really interesting about, you know, that matchup in particular is, you know, the Phillies are one of these teams that are just stacked with names, and the Diamondbacks are a team that are similarly stacked with names if you follow baseball deeply, but at the same time, they're names that are just good players. And you know, from top to bottom in their lineup, they have guys that can produce, but it's just going to come to a head where, can you get to a guy like Zach Wheeler? Can you get to a guy like Aaron Nola? And can you compete with an offense where that's loaded up with guys who are getting paid hundreds of millions of dollars? It's a really interesting spot, and that's what's really fun to cheer for an underdog like that. But at the same time, I have to go back to my roots and say, I just don't think that they have the pitching talent to really compete in this series.
Yep, I'm in agreement with you there. And Rob, just with regards to both of these series, did you play any sort of series prices slash futures on these, or are you going to be going a little bit more game to game? Because I think that, you know, by now I'm very much a game to game player. And while I have a lean to the Astros and I have a lean to the Phillies to be able to win both of these series, I do think that there's going to be betting opportunities on both of these underdogs. So I'm just going to be playing it game to game. Did you decide to take anything out with regards to a series price?
Nothing to the series prices. What I really thought was an interesting bet, and maybe I don't know if every single sports book carries this, but I think a Texas Rangers Philadelphia Phillies World Series really isn't that far out of the question. I think truly that the Houston Astros and the Texas Rangers are a coin flip in this series, but like you kind of mentioned, I'm a more of a game by game better. I want to see the flow of the series before I jump in head first, because I don't think there's a whole lot more value there with betting the series price rather than just game by game. But if you want to really go crazy and bet the exact result of the World Series, you know, take the Philadelphia Phillies to beat the Texas Rangers at, you know, what I'm seeing is +550. And that's what I ended up taking. And I really do think you're going to be in a good spot with that.
Yep, I think that that's something very wise to take a look at, because I just think that, especially if you like the Phillies, betting that series price is really not going to be yielding you too much profit in general. So I would say that taking a look at other options is probably the best way to go about it. But one option that I always need to take advantage of is getting you on the show, Rob, because you do absolutely tremendous work. I know you, much like myself, getting set for what is going to be a tremendous college basketball season. You do a great job with football. You've done a tremendous job all season long on the baseball front. So let the good people at home know what's all on tap for you and how people can follow along on social media and other platforms.
And thank you for having me on, Greg, all season long. It's been just an absolute blast to talk ball with you. And, you know, obviously as an active listener of the pod, it's great just to kind of, you know, pick your brain and have these conversations. But for those who do want to follow my, you know, my daily bets, you can do so on Twitter or our X at RobDFB. And you can also follow me on YouTube at Rob Donaldson as well. And as always, thank you for having me on, Greg. And hopefully we get a fun round here as well.
Yeah, let's hope that we don't get a pair of sweeps. We have had a lot of games that we were expecting that we did not get in the first two rounds, especially with the wild card round being all sweeps. But a man that sweeps the board with his great knowledge and a man that has delivered all season long on this podcast is Rob Donaldson. Always great to get him aboard. Big thanks, Rob, for joining me on the Baseball Betting Show, now part of the Visa Family Podcast. And coming up next, it is that time of the podcast. I give you picks and analysis for Game 1 of the ALCS as we touch them all.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Sports Betting Innovative Analytics has taken the guesswork and emotion out of sports betting to bring you an innovative and trustworthy resource to enhance your journey to becoming a winning player. With industry-leading money-back guarantee options backed by their sophisticated modeling, they want to introduce you to a system that's not widely seen or available to help you beat the bookmaker. Specializing in NBA, college basketball, and WNBA, your first week is always free. Get started at SBIA1.com today.
Breaking down every game, every day in Major League Baseball, this is the Baseball Betting Show. Here is your host, Greg Peterson.
And we're back here in lovely Las Vegas for the Baseball Betting Show with myself, Greg Peterson, now part of the VSiN family of podcasts. Always great to be joined by Rob Donaldson. He has been joining me all season long here on the show, taking a look at this great game that we all know love of baseball. He lends tremendous insights. He has been on point all season long, so very much appreciate him joining me as these games get bigger and bigger. A big thanks to Rob for joining me in the last segment. Now it is that time of the podcast. I give you picks and analysis for game one of the ALCS as we touch them all.
If a game is listed on the betting board, Greg has a side and a total on it, so it is time to touch them all.
Do note that, as per usual, any changes that are made to these plays will be listed up on my Twitter/X feed at GNNR41. Very easy to go in Las Vegas Rotation order when We've only got one game, so let's dive into it. 963, 964 on the board. It is the Texas Rangers. They are on the road. They're facing off against the Houston Astros. Justin Verlander goes for the Astros, and Jordan Montgomery is on the bump for Texas. Texas, back to being an underdog, anywhere between plus 118 to plus 122. Meanwhile, with the Houston Astros, find them anywhere between minus 131 to minus 142. Totals anywhere between 8.5 and 9. On the 9, the under is minus 120. The over is even. On the 8.5, over is minus 120. The under is even. My DK Network write-up pick for this one is going to be on the under because I set my total at an 8.4. This means whether or not you've got an 8.5 or a 9, I am still taking a look at the under. Meanwhile, with the money line price, I set the Astros more on minus 138. So it's bettable at most books, but not all of them. I wanted to give a play that as many people as humanly possible had access to. And I do think that this is going to be a lower scoring game. Jordan Montgomery comes in really good form. 1 or 0 runs surrendered in 4 out of his last 5 starts. He did give up 4 earned runs, I believe 5 in total in that start against the Baltimore Orioles. But all in all, ever since he has gotten to Texas, this guy has been very on point. Not necessarily too much of a strikeout guy, 7.4 strikeouts per 9 innings since joining Texas. But he's been able to post up a 2.86 ERA, has done a good job giving up really fewer than 2 walks per 9 innings. And he does face off against an Astros bunch that they do a very good job of being able to put the ball in play. This team is third best with regards to field strikeouts on a per at bat and a per game basis. But with this Houston ballpark, it just has not necessarily lent itself to a lot of run scoring. For Houston, they've actually led the American League terms of runs per game ever since the beginning of the month of June, yet overall for the season, just under 4.5 runs per contest for them. Meanwhile, over 5.7 runs per game when they've been on the road. Meanwhile, for Texas, reverse splits. They led the big leagues with regards to runs per game at darn near 6 runs per contest. Meanwhile, on the road, that fell by a full run. You can tell that the home run power just was not there for the Rangers when they were on the road. They were second in the American League with regards to home runs on a per at bat and a per game basis when they were at home. On the road, that very much was suppressed. And with this Houston Astros team, I do think that they are going to be able to get Justin Verlander to do what he has always done, dominate in the ALCS, a career 3.01 ERA with 10 strikeouts and 2 walks per 9 innings in 12 career ALCS starts. This will be the 9th ALCS that he's taking part in. And for the Texas Rangers, many of these guys are in number 1, including Bruce Bochy. Though for Bochy, it's because it used to be the NLCS that he would take part in for the San Francisco Giants. And I think that is going to be playing quite a bit of a part here. And for Verlander, I do think that the big key is just seeing how he does in the first few innings, because you did see it in his start against the Minnesota Twins. He got into some rough patches but was able to wiggle his way out. Heck, if you go back to the back half of the regular season, that start against the Seattle Mariners, he needed Julio Rodriguez grounding that double play ball, and then from there he was able to get rolling. So I am looking at how he performs in the beginning part of the game, but I do think that he's going to do a solid job against the Rangers team, of which you do have quite a few guys that have been able to do a great job of being able to put bat to ball. When they really feel like it, when they throw out their A-plus lineup, they have all but one guy that during the regular season hit at least a 258, and that outlier, that'd be Adolis Garcia, who gave you north of 100 RBI, 39 home runs. Josh Young has been rock solid for the team, and under the radar, Evan Carter is someone that has really been catching my eye as well. Was sent up to the big league level towards the back half of the season. Here in the postseason, a 619 on base. Corey Seager, he had that 5-walk game in the previous set as well, so he has been on point. You've gotten multiple home runs out of Garcia, I mentioned a little bit before as well. This is a Texas Rangers lineup that really doesn't have a lot of holes, but it is also a ballpark that lends itself to not necessarily yielding a lot of runs. And for Justin Verlander, he's backed up by a bullpen that has been pretty rock solid all season long. They had a 3.55 ERA during the regular season. During the postseason, this has been more like a 3.60, and that regular season ERA mark, that was number 6 in the big leagues. Meanwhile, for the Texas Rangers, they've really been able to find it with their bullpen. You do have some question marks when you get into the back half of the bullpen, when you've got guys like Matt Bush and company. That's not necessarily too tremendous, but having Dane Dunning in the bullpen now as sort of a super reliever has been good. Jose Leclerc has been really solid all season long. He and Aroldis Chapman did have a sub 3.15 ERA during the regular season, so that helps out quite a bit. I don't think it's quite as much firepower as the Houston Astros. So for the Astros, you've been able to have Hunter Brown come out of the bullpen for this team, and then on top of that, you've had really good production out of the likes of Brian DeBrayu. Hector Neris, I recognize, had his slip-ups against the Minnesota Twins, but Phil Maton, guys like this have been able to give you a sub-3.5 ERA all season long. They've been having Kendall Graveman a little bit in and out of the fold, so that's been a little bit of an issue for this team. But if you can have Ryan Pressly get back online, he was able to get a pair of saves in that series against the Minnesota Twins. I do think that that's going to be very beneficial. And I do think that with the Astros, even though they're not quite 1-9 with regards to their formidability, for lack of a better term, with regards to their lineup, because you've got Martin Maldonado, who's just a little bit of a dead bat at the catcher spot, pretty much everyone else is doing a very solid job of moving line. They hit 10 home runs in that series against the Minnesota Twins, with Yordan Alvarez and Jose Abreu supplying 7 of them. Alvarez north of a 400 on base during the regular season, a north of a 400 with regards to his batting average here in the postseason. Michael Brantley is a big addition for this team as well. He was able to crank out a home run, and just as a professional hitter in general that this team didn't have towards the back half of last year, they didn't have for much of this year as well. That's a big addition for this team. You've got Jose Altuve, who does a great job at the leadoff spot as well, being able to move lines. A very interesting game here, but I do think that with the ballpark dimensions that we have, it is going to suppress offense just a little bit, which is why my DK Network write-up pick is on the under. And with regards to my handicap in terms of the money line, I'm willing to lay up to a minus 138 with the Astros. If you are at like a minus 140, minus 142, I would shop around, because I'm seeing plenty of right around about minus 131, minus 135s out there, and that's where I'm looking with regards to this, looking to lay it with the Astros on the money line, and going to be taking a look at the under. And that will wrap things up for the Sunday edition of the Baseball Betting Show, now part of the VSiN Family Podcast. If you like what you're hearing from this fine podcast, the Baseball Betting Show, you're able to subscribe wherever your podcast, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and TuneIn. And if you have a question, comment, segment idea, what have you for this podcast, you have one of two ways we offer those in. First one is my Twitter / X timeline at GNN_D1. Keep in mind, letters EM, they mean does not matter. So as per usual, please send these into the timeline. Otherwise, find an Apple Podcast review. If you rate this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciated from there. You're able to fire on whatever you'd like to hear on this podcast via that 5-star review. And a big thanks to Rob Donaldson of the show /podcast Rob's Best Bets for joining me in the last segment, coming at you guys every single day throughout the baseball season. That means I'm coming at you once again tomorrow. Thank you so much for tuning in.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.